Well, you have to remember one thing. Thomas Edison and Sigmund Freud and all these other people had many, many failures before they succeeded. And failures are not bad. They're lesson learners. If you can take them and learn something from it, it's really not a failure. It's just a learning step and a learning process that you have to do. So a lot of times what happens when things like that happen, we think we're failing. We're not. It's just a learning process that you haven't learned yet. And once you get past that learning process, of course, you get to go on to the next step. But sometimes we do get stuck in those areas. And that's where you got to have patience. And you'll see that, you know, it might take a little extra time, but in the end, it's all worth it. Because you will move on eventually. It's just, you know, how quick will you learn it to move on? Sometimes, like I say, too, a lot of people can hear or see what you're doing. And there's a lot of people that will just come in and say, hey, I'll help you do it, you know. And see that younger people like yourself are interested in stuff like this. Because you see a lot of people that's younger today, it don't seem like they're interested in things like that. So a lot of times what happens is when people see somebody that's taking an interest like that, it, you know, they just want to, you know, help them too, because we need people like yourself that want to learn this stuff, that want to do this stuff. And at the age you're learning this now, well, 5 years from now, you should be 5 years ahead. Then 10 years from now, you should be 10 years ahead. So at the way you're going, you're going to be fine. And don't take your failures as failures. They're just lessons. You know, there's just steps of lessons that you have to learn to get through to go